St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of one of the great saints of the early church, who was very loved and honored throughout the Middle Ages, and who is one of our 14 holy helpers. Of the 14 holy helpers, she's the one who could help you most of all now, especially when test time comes, because she is in a general sense the patroness of students and of especially of those who are studying philosophy, but just in general, as I say, if you're a student, she's a good patroness for you. She's one of the saints who came to and spoke to St. Joan of Arc, along with St. Michael the Archangel, to whom she was very devoted, and she would listen, St. Joan would, to St. Catherine and to St. Michael the Archangel, and thus she obeyed God's command to St. Francis. So who is this very important saint, Catherine of Alexandria? The tradition is, children, that she was a princess, and that she was one of the most learned persons of her time. She went to study at Alexandria, where at that time there were great, wonderful schools and many libraries and lots of books. But they say that she learned everything that you could learn by the time that she was 17. And then she left the city and she settled in Armenia. Now, soon she let it be known that she was ready to marry. She was extremely beautiful, very wealthy, the daughter of a king, and one of the most gifted and intelligent people of her age. Only she realized it. What does that mean? I'm afraid she was a little bit on the proud side. But never mind that she was proud, after all. She was a pagan still, and you might say, what could you expect? So, she let it be known that she would only marry a husband who was as handsome as she was beautiful and as learned and intelligent as she was. Now, this last tradition, the business about being learned, was enough to discourage most princes because while they were good at shooting arrows, probably, and going horse riding and hunting and things like that, they probably hadn't read too many books. And they knew they weren't nearly as intelligent as she was. So the word was out. A priest who was a hermit heard about this. His name was Father Ananias. And he came to Catherine of Alexandria, this pagan princess, and she was told by him, I, princess, have found your perfect spouse and suitor, the one that you've been dreaming of. Well, the princess said, let him come and present himself to me, and we shall see. Tomorrow night, the priest said, Ananias did, tomorrow night he shall come to you in your room, provided that you say this prayer first to our Blessed Mother. She didn't know anything about Our Lady, but Ananias, the priest, taught her to say this little prayer, O Lady, show me thy son, I pray thee, which is an excellent prayer for us to say at any time, but especially to say during the Advent, the holy season that's about to start. Our Lady, show me thy son, I pray thee. So she prayed, and the Blessed Mother appeared to her with the infant Jesus. Do you want to espouse, to be married to, my holy child? Our Lady asked the princess. Oh, yes, she said. I'm not even worthy to be our Lord's slave. She was full of grace at this point. Actual grace is only, not sanctifying. And she fell in love with our Lord, with his beauty and his wealth, and with his goodness and his power. And then Our Lady turned to her son, whom she was holding in her lap, the baby Jesus, and she said to him, and thou, my son, wilt thou have this woman to be thy spouse? And you know what the baby Jesus said? Oh, no, he said. She's too ugly. Well, Lady and our Lord disappeared at that point. And as soon as the sun had risen, St. Catherine ran off to find the hermit in his hermitage. "Oh, Father," she cried, "oh, Father, the baby Jesus said I was too ugly to marry him." "Ah, my daughter," the priest responded, "it was not the ugliness of your body, but the ugliness of your soul that repulsed our Lord. Here you are full of original and actual sin, and I'm afraid you're very proud as well. I don't blame the baby Jesus for not wanting to marry you." So then he instructed her in our holy faith, in the Ten Commandments, and the Creed, and all of our truths and our prayers. And she learned very quickly, because she was a quick learner, very, very gifted intellectually. And within a short amount of time, Father Ananias baptized her and helped her to be humble. Because sometimes even after you're baptized, you still stay a little bit on the proud side. And St. Catherine went back to her room, and she said the same prayer the night of her baptism. "Our Lady, show me thy son, I pray thee." And our Blessed Mother appeared again with her divine son, and now she said to him, indicating Catherine, "And now wilt thou have her to be thy wedded spouse?" "Oh, yes," said the baby Jesus, "because now I find her perfectly beautiful." And the Blessed Mother placed a golden ring on the finger of the humble fiancée, St. Catherine, and that there took place what's known as the mystical marriage of St. Catherine. Now, what happened next is that there was a great battle, and the pagan emperor Maximinus ordered that everyone should offer sacrifices to the pagan gods out of gratitude for having won the battle. And Catherine had now gone back to her palace in Alexandria. She wasn't in Armenia anymore. And she heard that many Christians were offering the sacrifice, which was very displeasing to our Lord. It was a mortal sin against the first commandment, "Thou shalt not have strange gods before me." So she thought to herself, "I better do something. Our Lord would want me to." So she boldly went into the emperor, and she proved him wrong. She told him all about how the gods were just false, idols and demons, and that the one true God is Almighty God with three divine persons, and about our Lord and everything else. And the emperor had no way that he could answer this young lady. He couldn't even think of a single thing to say, so he got 50 of the smartest men together, all the teachers in philosophy, and they listened to her, and they couldn't say anything. As a matter of fact, she converted them down to the last one. And it was noticed that during this debate, St. Michael the Archangel stood right at her side to comfort her, make her strong. The emperor was maddened with rage. He ordered Catherine to be thrown into the dungeon. He ordered the 50 philosophers to be burned alive. And St. Catherine, when she was in the dungeon, converted the emperor's wife, the empress, and the head of the guard, and 200 soldiers. And they were all of them put to death as well. Well, the time came to put St. Catherine to death, and the emperor arranged what is known as the Catherine's wheel, which was a wheel with horrible sharp spikes coming out of it. And she was tied to the wheel, and the idea was that when they would turn the wheel, she would be torn to bits. So when they tried to turn the wheel smashed apart. And instead, St. Catherine was dispatched with a sword, but instead of blood coming out, a milk came out when her head was removed from her body. And angels then came, and they took her body, and they flew it to Mount Sinai, where it's buried still today, and there's a monastery. And that's what the picture is showing. That's the picture of the angels carrying the body of St. Catherine to Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments from Almighty God. Well, this is the story, children, of the great St. Catherine of Alexandria, who's patroness of many causes and professions, but especially she's the patroness of teachers and of students. Let us ask her for her assistance today. Remember, when you're in a pinch, pray to St. Catherine. If you're not quite sure about an answer, or you need grace to study well and do your homework or do a test, pray to St. Catherine. She's a holy helper. She will help you. And When you would like to know our Lord better this Advent, say the prayer that Father Ananias taught her, and Our Lady will come to you with the baby Jesus. Remember, it's an easy prayer. Our Lady, show me thy Son, I pray thee. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.